Free Talk in the Morning. WJET.
Morning, Erie. This music, of course, means that somebody out there is taking care of business in Erie, PA. This is a special edition of Jet Radio 1400's Business of the Day, because this business is a very important one to our community that is celebrating a very important day today. We are pleased to welcome, joining us with the mayor, who is still here with us, Mayor Joe Schember is still with us, the vice president for marketing of Logistics Plus. We are pleased to welcome Scott Frederick. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Glad to be here. Thank you.
All right. So those people that hopefully are observant may have seen the logistics sign, especially if they're in the vicinity of Griswold Plaza and so forth, where you're located there in that regard. May be familiar with Logistics Plus, but they may not be. What is Logistics Plus?
So Logistics Plus, we've actually been around in Erie since 1996, so 23-year-old company founded by Jim Berlin, who's our owner and CEO. And originally, the company was created to support one client, one customer, which was GE Transportation. And Jim quickly, through some growth and some word of mouth, grew the company and realized it's probably not a good idea just to have one customer. So,
especially in light of what we've seen happen over the past few years.
So fast forward to today, we're now a global logistics company. We've got over 500 employees located in more than 20 countries around the world. We have probably 2,500 active customers that are using one of our many services that we offer. We've had some phenomenal growth over the last couple of years. In fact, the company's more than doubled in the last 2 years. So we're really really excited about the prospects of the way the company is going. We're obviously very proud of our commitment to the community, Jim's commitment to downtown Erie. Obviously, he bought the Union Station building, which was dilapidated back in 2003, put some money into it to renovate it, made it our global headquarters, and of course, it's our global headquarters today, very iconic symbol in downtown Erie with the anybody driving by, if you see the flags on top of the building, there's roughly 50 different country flags. It almost looks like a UN building.
Yeah,
but,
it does.
But each one of those flags represents either the nationality of one of our employees or a country where we do business.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool and, like I said, pretty iconic.
Well, as I said, this is a very important day to Logistics Plus because this is June 28th, National Logistics Day, and it celebrates the fact that almost 750 years ago, back in 1271, that's when they kind of, it's kind of an interpretation, but people believe that logistics began by Marco Polo, not the swimming pool game, but by the Marco Polo, the real guy who journeyed to China and basically was involved in trade and transporting goods and services from China back to Europe and so forth. And it's believed that was the beginning of logistics.
Yeah, I think that's factual. We're stating that June 28th is actually the date that Marco Polo started his journey on the Silk Road. I don't know that anybody can prove or disprove that.
But, I like it.
But we're holding true, and that's why we picked June 28th as the day for National Logistics Day, a day to celebrate, the contribution that logistics makes to our local, to our national, and to our global economies. And obviously, we're very proud of the contributions we make locally, the services we provide to businesses that need to get their goods to market. It's a very critical industry, really. I mean, if you think about it, without logistics, we wouldn't have all these wonderful things that we've got, from around the world, whether it's, avocados from Mexico, Europe, furniture from Europe, electronics from China, air, ocean, rail, trucking, all these segments of transportation, which take somebody to manage, are really how we get all the goods and services that we rely upon and, of course, that we enjoy as consumers.
You know, when I think about Logistics Plus and I think about the work that you do there, I still kind of scratch my head and wonder, why did Mr. Berlin keep the global headquarters here in Erie? It seems like it would be suited to a place like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Baltimore, places with big ports and so forth. So how did it end up still being the global headquarters in Erie?
Yeah, you might have to ask Jim that question, but I think he's, this is where he created the company, and he remains very loyal to his roots here. We have also cultivated a very loyal and good employee base. It's a great market because Let's be honest. There's not a lot of great career opportunities for, you know, kids graduating from some of these wonderful universities we've got in the area. And if they want a good, challenging career in something like logistics, they don't have that many options. So we provide them that option. And then when they come on and become our employee, they become very loyal, dedicated, hardworking folks. So I think it's kind of been a win-win for Erie and also for Logistics Plus as well.
When I look at the list of offices that you have worldwide, if I were to read them all, we'd be out of time and we could all then go off on our mighty weekend. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable the number of offices that you have, starting, of course, with Erie, PA, but going to places like Turkey, Uganda, the United Kingdom, the Houston. I mean, the list is unbelievable. And you have over 500 employees?
Yeah. Now, the bulk of them, I mean, we are still heavy in Erie because this is where we're headquartered. I think we've got close to 200 employees now that work in the local Erie market. We've got about 170 that I think alone are working out of the Union Station building. So if you ever want to come and visit us, you'll probably see desks all over the place, tight, you know, locked up next to each other just because we're running out of room to put folks. But that's a different issue. It's a good problem to have, obviously. But so, yeah, we've got close to 200 in Erie, and then we've got another 300 in the U.S. and around the world. And, again, we're on a pretty good growth trajectory. Pretty cool to think that, you know, sort of a mid-sized company, Erie-based company, could, you know, punch above its weight class, as Jim likes to say. We are always punching above our weight class. So some of our biggest customers are companies like Google, you know, like GE, like WeWork, one of the highest valued private companies in the world right now. We even do a little work, which I'm probably not supposed to say, but for SpaceX right now. So these are all cool high-tech companies that are relying upon Logistics Plus for some of their logistics activities.
Mayor Schember, this company kind of flies under the radar here in Erie, doesn't it? Because we're all familiar with Erie Insurance and everything that Erie Insurance does and is doing for our community. We're familiar with UPMC and also the Allegheny Health Network and things that they're doing. Of course, GE, now Wabtec, and all their. But they kind of are a very important part of our community.
I tell you, I've been very aware of it for a lot of years, and I had a tour recently with Jim, and I can tell you that the people that work there, they're young, but they're very intelligent, and they're very friendly people too. They were very welcoming to me as I went around and talked to them, and they're packed in, like you said, Scott, to every corner of that building. Yeah. There's people there working in groups, and they work together really well too. That's another thing I was impressed with.
So what's going on today? How can we celebrate Logistics Day in Erie, PA?
Yeah, so we've got a little event that we want to use to celebrate National Logistics Day. It starts at 12:30 today at the Union Station. We'll actually be in the rotunda of the brewery downstairs, which is located down below. We've got all sorts of, we've got some announcements to make. We've got some other sponsorships and things that we're doing in the community that we want to talk about. So we'll make those announcements later today. We also have some activities. We've launched a new dummies book, Logistics Careers Plus More for Dummies. We also have a lot of support from local politicians, by yesterday, providing us with an official proclamation recognizing National Logistics Day. Yes. So we very much appreciate that support. We've also got similar support at the county, at the Pennsylvania, and even at the U.S. level. So we're looking forward to talking about some of that this afternoon as well.
Are you hiring?
We're always hiring. In fact, we hired 30 new employees just year-to-date this year.
Wow.
And so obviously stop by, pick up that new dummies book we've got.
It's Logistics Careers for Dummies Plus More.
Exactly. And so who knows? Logistics might be a good career for somebody listening today.
All right. So people should come to the Rotunda there in Union Station at about 12:30.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. We'll have an open house. The brewery's going to be doing their haunted tours, which they normally only do, as you know, in October.
Right.
So we've got some special stuff for
Great. His name is Scott Frederick. He's the vice president in charge of marketing for Logistics Plus, a passion for excellence. I love that slogan. So happy Logistics Day today to you, sir. And I hope you have a great celebration and keep taking care of business in Erie, PA.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Mr. Mayor, thank you. You'll be with Scott in 2 weeks.
Yes.
And have a great 4th of July, everybody.
Thank you, Barry.
All right, everybody, have a terrific weekend.